So was it a nail biter, or do you guys think North America had it in the bag?
You know, it's one of those things you never know. We thought that we would get maybe the 2022 World Cup that went to Qatar. So you go through the process, and I think there was a little bit of bad feeling out there with, you know, regards to the FBI investigations and all the corruption. But when you look at the vote, it was, you know, overwhelmingly positive for the three-country bid. So this is very exciting.
It's very interesting, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it's very unique for three countries to team up and try to bring the games. Why was that done, and was that a factor in the selection?
You know, it's the first time it's ever been done, and you've had other, you know, the 2002 World Cup with Japan and South Korea was a dual bid, and the travel there was pretty good. It was maybe a little more complicated than flying from the United States to either Canada or Mexico. I think the modern airports that we have in North America and the ease of transit, that led to, you know, it being a successful bid, and also the tournament is expanding, and there'll be 80 games in this tournament. And so I think, you know, being able to share it with three countries is really a terrific thing.
So how does North Texas fit in with you guys playing in Frisco? Can we expect any games here, and how much money may be coming to the area?
Yeah, the goal here is to get a semifinal or final for the Metroplex, and obviously a game of that stature would be played at AT&T Stadium, but, we're going to, at Toyota Stadium, aim to be a team headquarters, and I know the Cotton Bowl also is looking to be a headquarters, and we also have MoneyGram Soccer Park, so there are a lot of soccer venues here that can host these national teams. The economic impact of a World Cup is unbelievable. They're estimating for Dallas over $400 million of economic impact if we get multiple games. And we're also one of the finalists for the International Broadcast Center, which is over $100 million of economic impact. In 1994, we were also a headquarters for the IBC, which is a great, huge honor to have that.
I would guess that FIFA recognizes that the United States is a booming, growing hotbed of soccer players and soccer fans, and they just want to continue to spread the joy here in the United States. So maybe that was part of the consideration.
Sure. I mean, the growth of this game, and I know we didn't qualify for the 2018 World Cup, but if you look at what's happening in MLS, and really a neat fact is the 2026 World Cup will coincide with the 30th anniversary of Major League Soccer. And so you see this phenomenal growth that's happening in soccer in the United States and, frankly, in North America. And if you look back to the 1994 World Cup, I believe it's still the most profitable World Cup ever, or the second most. The estimates for the revenue FIFA is going to generate in 2026, it's really mind-blowing.